This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, on the job site. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ+ community, just like you? So you may not be aware, times are very tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your workmates, your next-door neighbour, and even your mum to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture, Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12, on Joy 94.9.
G'day, Fiona, it's Andrew.
And it's
Hi, Andrew.
And it's Macca here in the studio. Welcome to Saturday Magazine, Andrew. I'm going to let Fiona lead off. I'm a Victorian. Fiona's Victorians. I don't think any of us are actually in any way proud of Crown's behaviour. Fiona.
No, and certainly, look, Andrew and I have been working on this, and we were, time seems to have, stopped for me and Victorian lockdowns. But, Andrew, we were both up in Canberra, 12 months ago, calling for changes then. And, as it's emerged, we've now had two royal commissions, the Finkel and Bergen royal commissions. And, how do you think, do you think that the end is nigh now?
Well, Fiona, it was about a year ago, I think, we first spoke. In fact, there's three royal commissions, because they're also doing one in WA about Burswood Casino over there. So
yes,
it'll be interesting to see whether that's as robust an inquiry as Bergen and the Victorian inquiry. Look, I can't see any way in the world that the current owners can remain in control. I mean, Patricia Bergen in Sydney quite clearly said they were not fit and proper to have a licence in Sydney at Barangaroo. The Victorian inquiry has already flagged that. And I think the problems with the current board and management, and in fact throughout the whole company, the culture, it's so deep and systemic. I think it needs new owners.
Yeah. I noticed their chair, Helen Coonan, talking about old Crown and new Crown during the Royal Commission here. Do you think there's any evidence that we've seen a cultural change?
No, there's no evidence, and in fact, the Melbourne Inquiry, in the comments the other day by the council assisting, I think they pretty much debunked the idea of old and new. Even since the Sydney Inquiry, there's been no genuine attempt to bring about any change. I mean, I'm pretty hardcore on this, and I'll stand by this. It's rotten to the core. Every single member who was on the board, including the chair, should go.
Yeah.
I suppose I'm jumping between two different things here. One is we have new owners, and the other one is, can the current owner somehow fix things? If the current owners are going to stick with the licence, then every single person on that board's got to go, and they've got to have people on the board who have expertise in running a casino and who have a genuine interest in preventing the almost inevitable connection between the casino and organised crime, money laundering and so on.
Remember,
there are people on that board who should have known that for a start, Crown hasn't paid up to $500 million in taxes to the Victorian government.
When they say, Andrew, when they say new Crown and old Crown, I had long experience over a decade, a major company, I'm not going to name them, who supplied Crown with products, and the challenges that we had in terms of the way that Crown did business and the compliance rules that we had, we ended up not being able to do business with them at the level that we wanted to, simply because of the compliance rules. I don't see that anything's changed, and for Helen Coonan, to be saying this is new Crown versus old Crown, I just simply say, well, a dog always returns to its vomit.
and Macca, I reckon that's the best description I've heard in a while. It's as much a cultural thing. You know, it's deep and it's systemic. So the question is, you know, does the Victorian government allow the current owners to remain, in which case what changes are required? I've already talked about the board going. Packer has to sell out. Packer's central to the problem. He can't be involved with it any longer.
Yeah.
Or my preference actually is a new owner. And it's interesting that Star from Sydney has now withdrawn its interest. That's probably appropriate because I don't think I want one monster casino company in the country.
What about the government taking over the license, Andrew? I mean, I know that's probably at the, you know, and run it, reset it, and then sell it. I mean, is that a silly, mad Macca idea?
No, it's not a silly. It is a Macca idea, but it's not silly in that. Well, the thing is, I mean, obviously a government, it's no business of government to run a casino, but maybe they could be the administrators, to use that term perhaps wrongly, but maybe they could be the administrators for 12 or 24 months to ensure it's cleaned up.
Yeah. And I think some of the concern that we've seen emerging is the extraordinarily close relationship and the symbiotic relationship between casinos and governments. And, you know, I mean, there's no doubt that the casino is one of the biggest single employers in Victoria and does substantially contribute to the Victorian coffers. So, you know, It's difficult for that to be reconciled, and I think, you know, going forward, even if we have a new owner, we're going to have to change how we regulate it, and maybe how there is some distance between the government and the regulator.
Oh, I agree very, very much. Central to the problem is the relationship between Crown and a succession of Victorian governments. The fact that a succession of governments and politicians have been running a protection racket, the fact that those politicians have been so conflicted in that, well, if only because of the employment issue and the taxation that's collected, and the fact that the government, the politicians have also been willfully ignorant or complicit in the incompetence of the Victorian regulator, the VCGLR. Maybe that's an argument against Macca's idea about having the government move in. But they're going to have to do something. I mean, I don't know whether it can be sold to a... I don't want it sold to a foreign company. We need a new company in Australia. I mean, it's potentially a very lucrative business.
And, of course,
you'd think there'd be someone who'd want to buy the thing.
They'd have to change some of the legislation around it because it was amended to allow Crown to buy and operate the casino in Perth because as Finkelstein has pointed out, Crown has to be run by and in Victoria.
That's right. With Helen Coonan not being in Victoria, one could argue that it hasn't been operating strictly within those regulations now or for quite some time.
Yeah. Indeed. But mind you, politicians can change regulation.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that can be easily fixed. I think most people agree, and even as much as I don't like, you know, casinos and gambling, even I would acknowledge that, you know, we're not going to shut it down. It is the biggest single-site employer, which regrettably is something I think the Victorian government has used too often as an excuse to allow Crown to behave however it wants. But surely, as much as casinos attract trouble and criminals, they can be run reasonably cleanly if you have politicians who want that to be the case and if you have a regulator that is up to the job.
Yeah, that's right. Someone suggested to me that one, that maybe the monopoly of Crown being the only casino in Victoria, and it seems perverse, but the idea of actually opening a second casino or providing a second license might also be able to dilute some of the power of Crown, but also maybe improve operations.
Well, I know how you could diminish the power of Crown is take half the poker machines out for a start. Stop bringing in millionaire and billionaire high rollers. Stop allowing them to virtually self-regulate. Within the casino, put police in there, put competent regulator inspectors in there. They can be reined in if politicians want it.
That's right. And I think, I think there's some work being done on the review of the regulator, but I tried to raise it in Parliament and the government closed me down very quickly in trying to raise this as a matter of public importance. The regulator... Yeah, it would seem to me that the regulator is regulating an RSL club with poker machines and the casino, and we need something specific and independent to regulate this extraordinarily large organisation that, of course, by its very nature and by its turnover, will attract money. Will attract. Negative things. What do you think about federal legislation? Just finally, I know you've been calling for a federal royal commission, but do you think federal regulation would also assist here?
Oh, absolutely. Look, it's interesting that I raised the first allegations in the parliament. I think it was 2017. Way back then, 4 years ago, I revealed evidence of, among other things, money laundering. Twice since then, I've called for a federal royal commission to look into the casino industry and Crown, both times voted down by the LNP government and the Labor opposition. I think the parliament should be ashamed of itself that given what has happened, that the federal parliament has been so unprepared to intervene, even though we now know that money laundering is rampant. Now, that is a federal offence. Contrary to the anti-money laundering and terrorism financing legislation, it's the responsibility of AUSTRAC, who proved themselves useless. We know that people were coming in into the country from other countries who should not have been allowed in. I mean, that's a border security and a border force issue.
Really
again,
does,
that's federal.
Just in wrapping up, I think you're absolutely right. And everything that you've listed there really points to the fact that we need federal regulation around this and a greater federal eye, I suppose, on those federal offences. But, thanks for all the work you're doing on this, Andrew. And I think I suspect it will be a matter of debate in the Victorian Parliament in the coming weeks, certainly if not months.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.